Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, we are back on Today in the 10. Jared Anderson with you here, and we go to the phone and chat with Mr. Dan Carter. Now, Dan is the race director for the Pedigree Stage Stop Dog Sled Race. Dan, first of all, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Jared. How are you today?
I'm great. I imagine it's busy for you a lot with regards to this race, but I bet this week is really exhausting. What are you and your team up to right now?
Yeah, we're doing our final preparations, and if we've done our job throughout the year, then at this point we're mostly, you know, crossing T's and dotting I's. Just make sure all the details are hammered out, and that puts us in a good position to deal with anything significant that may come up unexpectedly. So, you know, we're doing what we do.
I imagine, like you said, this is a year-round effort. When race fans look at this and see, oh, it's a few days in January and February, but for you guys, this has got to be kind of a 12-month around-the-year process.
You know, for our core team, it really is. You know, after we wrap up what will be the 2024 race, we'll immediately start planning on the 2025 event. We have post-event reports that we need to turn in to the Forest Service. We have grant applications that we need to get in by early deadlines start planning for the next year. Now, we do get some slow months where we can, you know, kind of take a breath, but I would say there's probably not a week that goes by where, you know, I'm not dealing with something that's race related.
And I know most of our Fremont County audience, I think, is aware of the Pedigree Stage Stop Dog Sled Race at this point, especially Lander folks who come out often. But if somebody might be new or are just not experienced, kind of what is the Pedigree Stage Stop Dog Sled Race, and how did this become a thing?
Sure. It is a stage format sled dog race, meaning that the competitors run a different trail each day, and we track their daily time and add that to their cumulative time. And at the end of the seven stages, whichever competitor has the lowest overall cumulative time is declared the winner. If you think Tour de France, but with dog teams instead of bicyclists, then you've got a pretty good idea. Each stage is hosted by a different community. Jackson hosts the ceremonial start, as well as the first stage that takes place up near Moran, Wyoming. And then we head over to Lander, on to Pinedale, Big Piney Marbleton, down to Kemmerer, back up to Alpine, and then we'll wrap things up in Driggs. So each town hosts a different stage. All the trails are on national forest land that are groomed by Wyoming State Trail groomers. We have a great time doing it. It's a super fun event, and this is our 29th year.
And I've been to the Lander one several times. The community support is always fantastic. I'd imagine it's like that basically everywhere you go. People that come back every year and maybe discover you for the first time, do people in all of these communities get excited for the race?
I'd like to think so. I think the ones that I see are the ones that are excited for sure. You know, and given that we're about to enter our fourth decade with this event, we've been to these communities so many times. You know, we have our junior musher program and our education program. So we now have second generation families that are involved in the program. You know, I've met parents who have brought their son or daughter out to a stage, and they tell me that their parents brought them out to the stage when they were kids. So it's pretty cool. You know, some of these kids that came out, you know, years ago are now teachers, business owners, adults running these communities. So we have grown with these local communities, and it's hard to overstate the importance of what these communities mean to the race. They're really the essence of the event.
Dan Carter, again, our guest, race director for the Pedigree Stage Stop Dog Sled Race. You were a competitor for quite a while, right? And now you're the race director. Why sled dog life? Why was that so appealing to you?
Well, I first got into sled dogs or mushing in northern Minnesota. Out of college, I worked for a lodge up in northern Minnesota as a dog sled tour guide. Really enjoyed it. Guided for a few years and decided, nothing against tourists, but I wanted to really focus 100% on the dogs and having that full experience. So I got into racing. Did that for about 7 years. I raced the stage stop six times. Retired from racing. I'd been in it for a total of about 10 years. And although I loved it, it was kind of an opportunity cost where I wanted to go and explore some other things. But after a few years away from the sport, I came back in, worked as the chief timer for the stage stop for a couple of years. And then in 2014, took over the reins as race director, and I've been doing that since. So I'm in my 10th year now of managing the event.
Great. For folks in Fremont County, Lander, South Pass area that want to come out, it looks like, correct me if I'm wrong, Dan, but there's another public meet and greet downtown Lander on Saturday the 27th, and then the race will be on South Pass again this year on Sunday the 28th. Does that all sound correct?
It does. Now, whether it's at South Pass or Sinks Canyon, I think we're going to determine that here in the next day or so. Traditionally, the starting and finishing point was Sinks Canyon, as the local Fremont County Lander folks know. Sometimes that particular area doesn't have snow. Got that set of switchbacks that's now paved and takes you up to the top of the range. So we can't always run out of there. It looks like this year we probably will be able to. We're going to get trail reports from the groomers here shortly, and we'll make that decision. But it looks like we're going to run out of Sinks Canyon. If you're a Fremont County Lander local and you want to know for sure what that decision is, we will make that announcement on the website and on our Facebook page. And give everybody the details just as soon as we have them for if we're going to run out of Sinks Canyon or South Pass.
Perfect. We all, I think, know the Iditarod or are familiar with it at least. Where does this event kind of rank among sled dog races nationally? Is there anything like this in the region? Is this a pretty big deal for these competitors?
It's a very big deal. It's kind of the World Series of stage racing. It's a full 7 days of racing. There's some other stage type races that take place over a 2 or 3 day weekend, but this is generally considered the premier stage event in the sport. As far as our prize money goes, there's only one or two other races that have an equal or higher purse, Iditarod being the one with the highest purse. But to come and win this event, you really have to be one of the best mushers with one of the best dog teams on the planet Earth.
Perfect. And what are we looking at as far as this year? Are there an interesting number of competitors? Is it about the same as always? And who are maybe some of the early favorites to keep an eye on?
Sure. Well, you know, everybody's going to be watching Annie Mallow. She's a defending champion. She's got 4 or 5 championships now. So she's probably, you know, the odds-on favorite. But there are certainly some teams that have been, you know, on her heels. Frank Teasley's team, run by Alex Crittenden, took second place last year, and Alex is very driven. And reports are that's one of the best teams that's come out of that kennel this coming year. Got Remy Costi, who has been at the top of the sport in the similar style racing in Europe. He is in North America now, signed up for the race. This will be interesting to see what kind of race Remy can put together for his first go around here at the Stage Stop and his first go around in North America. Got teams coming from all over North America and Canada. It's going to be another exciting year for sure.
WyomingStageStop.org is the website. There's a Facebook page too. Anywhere else we can go to keep up with more information? What do you need from us as well? Where can we help support the race?
Yeah, well, anybody's highly encouraged to come out and watch the start and the finish of the race. Can help with that. So if anybody wants to come out and watch a stage, we definitely encourage people to do that. We post all our locations and times on our Facebook page and the website as well. If you come out, we've got a concession trailer with hot drinks and hot food that we provide and snacks free of charge to anybody that walks up to the window. So you can come out, enjoy the day, not have to worry about packing a lunch or having access to something hot to drink. Our Facebook page is a great place to get information, and we have a YouTube channel as well with a lot of videos from prior years. If you want to get an idea of what it's like out there on the trail, we have really excellent professional quality video from the trail from prior years, and we'll be doing that again this year. And of course, our website's where you can go if you need to catch up, if you haven't been able to follow the race on a streaming service for a day or so, you can catch up in full on our website.
Perfect. All right. Well, really appreciate you taking some time this morning. Good luck with everything, and get out and support it if you can. This is a great event. It's a lot of fun every year to be a part of, and follow along at WyomingStageStop.org. Dan, appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jared.